Working on Wellness Wednesday, Dr. Max Reinecke, Reinecke Chiropractic. In case you're keeping a score, he's with us on the first Wednesday and the last Wednesday of the month. Dr. Max, good morning.
Good morning, Bill. How are you?
Well, we'll see if I can get through this. Last time we talked about the chiropractic subluxation.
There, you said it.
Well, you know, it better be early in the interview because I can't promise anything, but we're going to work upstream today, as you say.
Yes. And now by upstream, I mean getting ahead of the problem that someone, let's say it's a shoulder problem. They've got a tendonitis, bursitis, impingement. The orthopedic doctors, they have a lot of different names for different types of shoulder problems. Rather than just dealing with the shoulder, going upstream would be looking at the nervous system that innervates the shoulder. What in the lower neck could be causing muscle weakness? If a muscle doesn't do what it's supposed to do, it can't protect the joint that it operates. And that's how this pain, tendonitis, inflammation in our joints starts.
All right. I've studied all night for this interview today. So I'm going to mention, and you're going to tell me maybe where the effect would be.
Yes.
Are you okay with that?
Yes.
Bad knees, weak ankles.
We would look for something in the lower back. Having a bad back or kind of the archaic term pinched nerve in your back, a lot of people know that's going to make your leg ache or be numb or have a burning pain. That's called sciatica. But it can also cause muscle weakness without pain, and without your muscles working properly, maybe you're going to, as a high school athlete, roll your ankle repeatedly. Or maybe you're going to have a knee problem. You sprain it. You don't tear your ACL, but you have a knee injury. And the chiropractor, we adjust extremity joints like knees and ankles, but we're also going to look at the innervation coming from the low back, maybe correcting a problem in the low back that isn't producing any pain, but the nerves that are being affected are what we call motor nerves. They go to muscles that operate a joint, and that's how the complaint develops. So that's how a chiropractor can help someone with a painful problem away from the spine.
Dr. Max, I call this one SEW. There's a lot of ladies out there that would know how to spell S-E-W. The shoulder, the elbow, the wrist.
Yes. There's my example. We'd look at the lower neck. That is probably one of the simplest ways to show a skeptic or a potential client something that we do, let's say, when we're at the home show. And new people come to town are looking for a chiropractor, and people that have never been to the chiropractor are kind of interested. They stop by and ask some questions, and maybe we'll take a quick look at them. But shoulder weakness is going to create shoulder damage, and most of the time when we find that problem where there is a nerve impingement in the lower neck, making adjustments to the cervical spine gets the muscular strength in the shoulders better, and a tendonitis, a bursitis, one of those rotator cuff type problems gets better. We can save, we've saved a lot of patients from surgery.
All right, I'm going to use tendonitis in this next reference. Immunity, attention, and the attention span, really pretty important. Vertigo, headaches, and then the tendonitis. Where?
Very good. That is tinnitus.
I never could say
tinnitus. Ringing in the
Thank
ears.
Thank heavens I've never had the trouble.
Yes.
But
yes.
I know somebody that has.
There you go. And there we look for the upper neck. And with the effect on our brain stem, which is the part of the brain that runs all the autonomic stuff, the stuff we don't have to think about, heart rate, blood pressure, immune response, upper neck adjustments working upstream can affect a person's immunity. Chiropractic adjustment can help someone get over a flu bug that a virus that they've had. People that stay regularly adjusted get sick less often than they did before they found out about chiropractic. Along with ringing in the ears, there's this dizziness thing, vertigo, and of course, headaches. Chiropractic works great on the day-to-day tension headache. More complicated headaches like migraines take a little bit longer. Maybe we won't clear them up completely, but we can make them less frequent and less intense. About the only thing that chiropractic has trouble with, and I've had trouble with as a chiropractor, is what they call cluster headaches. And those are headaches that it isn't a cluster of pain. It's that the headaches come in clusters. You might have them for 2 or 3 weeks, and then 8 months, 8 years go by with no headache, and then they come back again. Those are very hard for a chiropractic to calm down.
I'm going to come back to the ringing in the ears in a minute, but let's go to hips and the low back.
All right. That comes from the pelvis, and the pelvis is one of my favorite joints to areas of the body to work with. A pelvic problem can cause extra wear on the hip socket itself. And what's the most replaced joint we got in the body these days? Typically,
you're the doctor. I'm just a student.
Well, but in people got to get a new hip. You get an old, or get old enough, you pretty much need to get a new hip here
hips
or there.
Hips and knees.
Yes. And hips in particular, a pelvic problem, lots of times it just doesn't need an adjustment. You need one of those sacroiliac belts because you have sacroiliac instability, the thing that Tiger Woods cleared up, and he's back to golfing in his form again. That's what we mean by working upstream, not just dealing with the chief complaint that the patient comes in with, but looking for the cause of it upstream.
Ringing in the ears. When I have somebody that may be close to me in the family or just somebody that is coming to work saying, I've got this problem, I don't know where to tell them to go with a ringing in the ears.
Mm-hmm.
What should I tell them?
I would tell them come to Reinecke Chiropractic Clinic. There's some types of ringing in the ears that come from damage to your eardrum. That we can't change tissue that's been damaged. But ringing in the ears, a good question for persons, people that have ringing in the ears, is it just one ear? Is it both ears? Or does it seem to be in your head?
And it can be a difference in the kind of air that you're breathing, kind of location that you're in. There's no one sample that seems to fit with some of these people with the ringing in the ears.
And see if that ringing in the ears, and here's a big discussion, do you call it tinnitus or tinnitus? I don't know. I like ringing.
Just fix it. I don't care.
Yes. The fact that barometric pressure or altitude could change the ringing in the ears makes me think that it isn't permanent damage, and adjusting the skull, adjusting the upper neck, maybe we would influence that.
Makes sense to me. We're in our last few seconds. Now, how do they find you? Are you hard to find?
We're not hard to find. We're on 37th and Center. That's just two blocks off Minnesota, north of the Hy-Vee. Find us on the web. Google Dr. Max, the chiropractor. But what I want to say is that working upstream, you know what that means? That means you don't have to have a problem for a chiropractor to help you. If we adjust someone's low back that is subluxated, they don't have any knee pain, they don't have any weak ankles, we can keep them from having a sprained ankle or an injured knee by working on their low back and keeping things working.
Nice fish you caught at Ponset, too.
Hey, thank you. I got to brag about that. My first proud angler walleye.
Lots of water there.
Lots of water.
I guess they were ready to get out of the water.
He was.
Dr. Max, we'll talk again next week on the first of the month.
Thanks, folks.